啊，感谢神，我们再一次在这个礼拜天的早晨，我们来到神的殿中。那么我们今天是我们的青少年朋友和我们一起来敬拜神。
Thank God we have this Sunday worship. Today we have a special service. We have our youth and high school will be joining us for the Sunday message.
那么我们的小学生我们的儿童朋友可以回到自己的主日学房间当中。
And the children and the elementary group, and you can go back to your Sunday school.
好，我们可以一起来看一处圣经，是在马太福音七章。新约圣经马太福音七章第七节到第十二节。
Together we can look at the passages in Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 to 12.
好，我们大家可以看到这个投影。
We can look at the screen.
好，我们看到，我们可以一起来读马太福音七章第七节到第十二节。
We can read together.
好，第七节起，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反给他蛇呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不把好东西给求他的人吗？所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。感谢神，我们上帝的话就读到这里，我们一起来做个祷告。
Thank God, this is the God's word. Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们为着你赐给我们一切的恩典，我们向你感恩。
We give thanks for all the grace that you give to us.
我们更是感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
And we thank you through Bible, you gave us your word.
愿你将我们的信心能够建立在你的话语上面。
May you help us build our faith upon your word.
愿你的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May your words become the light of our path and the lamp of our feet.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is in the name of Christ. Amen.
我们刚才读的这一段经文。
The passage we just read.
其实我在很久以前，我对这段经文的理解就是上帝是有求必应的上帝。
And long time ago, my understanding of this passage is just God is like a vending machine, and when they ask, He'll give it to you.
因为我们看到主耶稣说，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Because Jesus said, if you seek, you will find, and if you're looking for, you will find, and the knock, the door will be open to you.
在我刚刚成为基督徒的时候，我看到这个经文，我好开心。
When I was just become a Christian, when I saw this passage, I was so excited.
但是很快我又觉得有点失望。
And finally, pretty soon, I kind of disappointed.
因为我发现，其实我向上帝求很多东西，上帝没有立即给我。
Because I find a lot of things I ask for of God, but God didn't give it to me.
那么耶稣在这里说这样的话到底是什么意思？
So Jesus said this word, what Jesus means.
所以我们看圣经呢，其实有一个很重要的原则，就是我们不能把圣经中的一句话或者两句话让它单独抽离出来看。
There's a quite important principle when we read Bible. We cannot just isolate just a single sentence or two to look at it.
我们要看整段话的上下文。
We look at the whole text, look at the passage in the whole text context.
当主耶稣告诉我们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门的时候。
When Jesus said, when you ask, you'll give to you, and seek, you will find, and knock, it will open to you.
在这之前，耶稣已经讲过很多的话了。
And before that, Jesus talked a lot of things.
耶稣教导我们祷告，首先要求什么呢？
Jesus teach us to pray, and the first thing we're going to seek is,
耶稣教导我们要求，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And Jesus teach us when we pray, we have to say, our Heavenly Father, and want to, may name be, be honored.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven.
这是主耶稣教导我们，我们在祷告的时候应该先求什么。
That's what Jesus told us, what we should ask when we pray.
然后接下来主耶稣说，不要总是一味的想为自己积攒财宝在地上。
And then Jesus talked about, don't even think about, just always think about the gathered treasure on earth.
要追求积攒财宝在天上。
We want to pursue that secret treasure in heaven.
然后主耶稣又告诉我们，不要忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
And also Jesus taught us, do not teach us, do not worry about what to eat, what to drink, and what to wear.
这都是外邦人所求的。
And that's all the Gentiles to seek.
我们要先求什么呢？
What do we want to seek is.
我们要先求神的国和神的义。
We seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
在耶稣讲了这许许多的话之后
，And after all the teachings that Jesus just gave，
耶稣才说，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见。
Then Jesus said， if you ask， you will give it to you； if you seek， you will find。
所以从圣经来看，其实我们非常清楚的知道，我们应该来求什么。
So from Bible, we're very clear that what should we seek.
然后从耶稣所讲的话，我们可以清楚的知道，上帝并不是完全我们来到他的面前求，他就给我们这样一个有求必应的上帝。
And from the whole passage, we know that God is not something that we come to Him ask whatever, and He will always give to us.
如果我们看耶稣所讲的这整篇的话，我们就知道我们只有按着神的心意来祈求。
So if we look at the full context and we understand that as long as we ask according to God's will,
那么上帝才会我们求什么给我们。
And then God will give us when we ask.
那么圣经也告诉我们，我们有些祈求是上帝不回应的。
And the Bible also told us some of that ask that God will not respond.
我们可以一起来看一下雅各书四章二到四节。
We can look at James chapter 4, verse 2 to verse 4.
好，我们一起来读一下雅各书四章第二节到第四节，第二节起。
We can read it together.
你们贪恋还是得不着，你们杀害嫉妒又斗殴征战。你们得不着，是因为你们不求；你们求也得不着，因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。你们这些淫乱的人呐，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以，凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。所以，在这里我们可以看到。圣经告诉我们，有些祈求是上帝不回应的。
So from here, it's very clear that some things we ask that God will not respond.
所以这些经文跟耶稣所说的祈求就寻找并不矛盾。
And those passages, there's no contradiction between this passage and what Jesus just said. You ask, it will give to you.
因为当耶稣说祈求就得到的时候，在这之前，耶稣已经告诉我们，我们应该。求什么？
Because when Jesus said, ask, it will give to you, and before that, Jesus already made it very clear, what should we ask?
好，那我们今天来回到今天的经文，就是耶稣所说，祈求就给你们。
So let's return to today's message, that ask will give it to you.
首先我们来思想，到底什么是祈求？
And first we think about what is ask.
什么是一个祈求的态度？
What's the attitude for us to ask of God?
我们如果来到一位面前求，我们就不是来跟他做交易。
In here, when we ask, we plead, basically. It's we are not make a deal with God.
我们更不是来下达命令。
We are not make a commander, make a request.
在这个世界上有一种人是非常迷信的。
In this world, there's a very superstitious people in this world.
那么这种人呢，其实就是一些赌场里面的赌客。
And some people in the, you know, gambling, those gambler.
大家如果去到赌场看到一些赌客，你会发现他们会拜各种各样的偶像。
If you go to the gamble place, you can see those gamblers usually worship a lot of idols.
在他们去赌场之前，他们可能先到庙里去拜一拜。
Before they went to gambling, they maybe go to temple to worship.
他们非常虔诚的跪拜磕头。
They're very quote unquote godly and very honestly.
然后他们奉献很多的钱给他们的偶像。
And they also offered money to the idols.
他们看上去祈求非常的迫切。
And they are very earnestly in their asking.
然后当他们从赌场出来发现没有赚到钱的时候。
When they come out of their casino or gambling place, they find that they didn't made money.
他们就把这些偶像丢到一边了。
And they just threw away all those idols.
我知道在一些赌场附近有人做这样的一个生意。
I know around the gambling place or casino they do this type of business.
他们去捡那些被人丢掉的各种各样的偶像和护身符。
And they just pick up the things that those gamblers throw away, those idols or some kind of little stuff they carry with them.
然后他们把它修好，然后再拿出来卖。
And they pick up those things and they repair it and they sell them again.
所以，当我们看见，有些赌徒在他们去赌场之前，他们这样来祈求、来敬拜的时候
，So when we see those gambler and they worship before they go to gambling and they worship, they offer.
然后我们觉得哇，这些人好虔诚哦。
And we think, oh, those are very.Godly, quote unquote, and very earnest.
然后我们哪知道几分钟之后，他们把这些偶像丢到地上。
But sometimes we don't know that only a couple minutes, and they will throw away all those idols.
有人收集这些，给他修好，再拿出来卖。
And someone collect those and repair and sell them again.
事实上，很多这些被丢弃的偶像护身符，他们破损的非常的厉害。
And actually, some of the idols they throw away actually is kind of there's a lot of damage to those idols.
因为那些人丢掉的时候，就他先要把这个东西拼命的要破坏，然后丢在地上拼命的踩，因为他很恨。
Because when those idols was being thrown away, because the mood of the gambler is pretty bad, so they damage those idols pretty badly.
有人。来到神的面前祈求也是这样的态度。
Sometimes when we come to God, when we ask, we have the same attitude.
我说我们这样的虔诚的敬拜我们给上帝奉献很多的钱。
And we will ask, oh, I'm so earnestly ask of you and I offer to you.
那上帝你就要替我办事。
And then God, you got to do something for me.
你如果不替我办事我就不信你了。
If you don't do something for me, then I will not trust you. I will not believe you anymore.
这不是真正的祈求。
That's not the real ask.
这是来到神的面前跟神做交易。
This is come to the God's presence to try to make a deal with God.
这是人们怎样去拜偶像。
That's the attitude of idol worship.
真正敬拜上帝。不是用这种做交易的态度来到神的面前。
Truly worship God is not this type of attitude of making deal or making a trade.
我们是真正的求。
We are truly ask or petition.
好，那么我们再来思想，到底什么样的人才会真正的去求呢？
And then let's think next things. What kind of people can really ask of God?
只有那些看到自己做不到、看到自己无能的人，才会真正的来到一位面前，真正的去祈求。
Only those can really understand he is not capable, he has nothing. Then he can come to the mighty one to ask.
耶稣说：“你们祈求就给你们。”
And Jesus said, "If you ask, it will give it to you."
看到这句话，我们想到耶稣在登山宝训一开始就说，有些人是蒙福的。
And if we see this, we think about when in the very beginning of Jesus' teaching on the mountain, he said several type of people are blessed.
我们可以一起来看马太福音五章第三节、第四节和第六节。
We can look at the Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, 4, and 6.
我们一起来读。
We can read together.
第三节，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。疼痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。所以看到耶稣所讲的这些话，我们自然的就联想到耶稣说，你祈求就给你。
So when we see the teaching of Jesus here, and we automatically can connect it to the sentence that if you ask, it will give to you.
怎么样的人会真正的祈求呢？
What kind of people will give an honest, true asking of God?
虚心的人。
And a poor in spirit.
虚心的人原意就是看到自己一无所有，看到自己的贫穷。
And a poor in spirit, basically he himself is worthless and nothing.
这样的人才会真正的来求。
And such a person can come to God to ask.
然后哀痛的人就是绝望了，无助了。
And the second is the people who moan. It's desperate. He's completely have no hope.
然后这样的人才会来求。
And such a people will come.To ask.
然后渴望神的义，渴望神，这样的人才会来到上帝面前来求。
And then hungry and thirsty for the righteousness of God. And this type of people come to God to ask.
那么可能有些弟兄姊妹知道，我以前是在一家汽车公司里工作。
And some of you know that I was working for automotive company.
我在一家汽车公司工作了很多年。
I worked there for a long time.
我对我自己开车很有信心。
I was very confident for my driving skill.
当我第一次就是追人家的尾的时候，追到前面一台车。
When I first time I kind of bump into the car in front of me,
我不相信这样的事会发生到我身上。
I even don't believe this could happen to me.
我是这么驾驶很认真的人，我怎么可能犯这个错误？
Because I'm such a careful driver, how can I make it such a mistake?
别人这种事情天天发生在别人身上很正常啊。
If it happened to other people, it's normal.
人家就是很粗心的。
Because they are so reckless drive.
人家就是不像我这样。
They don't like me.
我是训练过的。
I'm trained.
怎么会这样的事情发生在我身上？
So why this happened to me?
后来最让我的难受的是什么呢？并不是说这个车的损失，人的这个财务上的损失。
The things make me even miserable is not because the damage of the car or the loss of money, whatever.
最让我难受的是让我看到我的本相。
And make me feel miserable when I'm sad is I saw who am I.
因为我跟那些我以前看上去很粗心的驾驶员是一样的。
Because it makes me feel that I'm the same as people that I think they are reckless drive.
一个看自己完美的人。
If you look at yourself a perfect person, a perfect one.
是不可能真正来到上帝面前求的。
You cannot come to ask, have a genuine ask of God.
他的求就是可能就是一种宗教责任，或者是一种表演。
And if you don't have this type of ask of God, then your ask of God is become a religious performance.
一个看自己没有缺乏，很多事情我自己搞得定的人。
If a person look at himself, I have nothing lack, everything I can fix.
有的时候上帝要让这些人去经历一些事情。
And God will let people experience certain things.
上帝会提醒他。
And through these things, God remind him.
你还是需要上帝的人。
And you need God.
上帝会让我们成为一个虚心的人，看到自己的不足，看到自己的贫穷。
And God make us a humble person, so we can see our lack of things and lack a poor in spirit.
就是后来。有一次我去我的这个老牧师家里去做客去玩。
Later on, one time I went to my old pastor and I go to their family for visit.
我发现他每次带我们出去的时候，开车之前他要做祷告。
And I find that every time he took us out and before he drive, he always pray.
然后我那个时候我看到他，我觉得很好笑。
And in the beginning, I thought it's very funny.
啊，这是这么简单的事情，还有什么祷告的呢
？And it's such a simple thing. Why you have to pray every time?
后来上帝让我看见，我不仅仅在驾驶，在任何事情上面，我都需要祷告。
And then through things that God really let me see, not only the drive and a lot of other things, I need to pray.
其实很多事情，如果我们不依靠上帝的话，我们很多事情我们应付不来。
And a lot of things, if we don't depend on God, we cannot really deal with it.
所以当我们越来越认识上帝的时候，有一个奇妙的改变在我们生命中发生了。
So when we more and more know God, there's a wonderful change within us.
当我以前不认识上帝的时候，我觉得我自己很优秀，很多事情我搞得定。
When I don't know God or know God less, I think I'm excellent. I can fix a lot of things.
我不需要向谁求什么东西。
I don't need to ask of anyone of anything.
我不像不开口去会向人求什么。
I don't need to ask for anything.
但是我们真的认识上帝了之后，
When we truly know God,
我们会看见哦，原来我们不完美。
We'll see, oh, that I'm not perfect.
原来我们不仅不完美，我们是一无所有，我们是完全没有能力的人。
It's not only that we're not perfect, but we are really kind of poor and we lack of any strength.
只有这样，我们才会来到上帝面前求。
Only this, then we can come to the presence of God to ask.
而且只有这样，如果我们生命中发生一些事情，我们犯了一些错误。
And only through this, through our life experience, some mistake we made.
我们会从这些问题、这些事情当中看见神的恩典。
And through these things, we see the grace of God.
因为神借着这些事情来提醒我，我依靠他，我需要他。
And because through these things, God remind us that we need Him and we need to trust in Him and depend on Him.
当我们思想祈求的时候，我们要知道，我们不是来到上帝面前跟上帝提条件。
So when we said here, Jesus said it's asking. We are not come to the presence of God. We give us our request or condition.
你给我想要的，我就信你。
And you give what I want, and then I trust you.
你不给我想要的。我就不信你。
If you don't give to me, I don't trust you.
这不是祈求。
That's not ask.
第二个我们可以想到的。
Second, we can think about it.
我们只有看到我很缺乏，我很贫穷。
Only we see we are lack, we are poor, and then
我们才可能真正的来到神的面前求。
Then we can truly come to the presence of God to ask.
其实这样的人是很幸福的。
And actually, this type of person is a very happy person.
因为他看到自己的本相。
Because he knows who he is.
很多事情不完美的时候，他做的不完美的时候。
Many things he cannot do it good.
他没有觉得那么痛苦。
So he don't feel painful.
他说我的上帝依然怜悯我，依然帮助我。
And he can say, my God still have mercy on me. He still can help me.
如果一个完美主义者
，if a person feels perfectism,
他说我做的每一件事情一定要。无可挑剔，一定要非常完美。
He think about my own self, I can do the things perfectly. There's nothing blameless or whatever.
那这些人第一个首先会很累了。
And first, this type of person is very exhausted would be.
第二个，他不仅给自己很大的压力。
It's not only give himself a lot of burden.
很容易有一种挫败感，很容易觉得伤心难过。
Often you will experience frustration and sadness.
他也会给他身边的人带来很大的压力。
He also have play a lot of burden to the people around him or her.
人类历史上只有一个人是完美的。
In the history of human history, there's only one person is perfect.
就是主耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
但是主耶稣，他是完美的人，但他不是一个完美主义的人。
Jesus Christ is a perfect man, but he's not a person that seek perfectism, I don't know if the English word.
主耶稣从来不会给他身边的人带来压力。
And Jesus never have the like play the burden on the people around him.
所以我们来到上帝面前祈求的人，我们看到我们自己的缺乏。
So we come to God when ask, we see our need.
我就是这样的光景，所以我才会求嘛。
Because I'm in this situation, that's why I come to ask.
第二个，我们感到很大的安慰，因为上帝会回应我的祈求。
Second, we have a great comfort because God will respond to my asking.
在最后，我们再来看什么样的人会真正的祈求呢？求什么呢
And finally, we want to look at what kind of people ask, what to ask.
我相信我们在座的很多弟兄姊妹，你如果在公司上班的话，
I believe there's a lot of brothers and sisters here if you work in a company.
当到发薪水的日子，
when the day of the payday comes.
你不会走到你的老板面前。
You probably won't go to your boss.
And they 说求求你求求你把我的工资给我。
And ask begging for he gave you the wage.
因为没有人，我相信没有人会这样做。
I don't think no one would do that.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们工作了，我们付出了。
Because you worked, you worked.
我达到老板对我的要求，老板让我做什么，我做了。
I did what my boss asked me to do.
所以老板你就应该把我的工钱给我。
So your boss should give you the wage.
所以我不需要来到老板面前求。
So I don't have to ask to go to the boss to beg.
所以求是什么呢？什么是祈求呢？到底求什么东西？
So here, when we say ask, or we come to God for ask for something, what do we ask?
求我们不配得的。
And we ask something that we are not worthy of.
你配，我们配得的东西，你不需要求了。
If you're worthy of it, you really don't need to ask.
所以上帝让我们来到他面前祈求，我们要知道，其实是我们不配得的。
So when God said, ask us to come to his presence to ask, he is asking us to ask something we are not worthy of.
我们来看圣经一处例子。
Well, let's look at one example stated in the Bible.
马太福音七章二十一到二十三节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 to 23.
我给大家读一下。圣经是这样说，大家可以看到这个。
You can look at the screen and I just read.
马太福音七章二十一到二十三节，二十一节，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。到那日，必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。圣经中让我们看到有一些人，他们要进入天国，进入神的国。
And in this passage we see that someone want to enter the kingdom of God and,
然后他们来到神的面前。
And they come to the presence of God.
他们认为他们配不配得天国呢？
AndWhat do you think their attitude? Do they think they're worthy or not worthy?
他们认为自己，我有资格，我配得进天国。
And they thought they have the credential. They are worthy of into the kingdom of God.
他说，上帝，我为你做了很多很多的事情。
Look at it. Said God, I have done a lot of things for you.
所以你应该开门让我进入神的国。
So you should open the door so I can enter the kingdom of God.
结果耶稣对这些人的回答是什么？
So Jesus' response to those people is.
耶稣说根本不认识你们。
He said, I even don't know you.
所以他们要进入上帝，他们不是祈求。
So if we look at this example, when they want to enter the kingdom of God, they are not asking.
他们认为我是来要求得到我值得应该得到的东西。
They come to the presence of God, they just ask to say the things they should have.
我值得拥有这些东西，因为我付出很多。
I'm worthy of the kingdom of God because I did a lot of work.
当人用这样的态度来到神的面前求的时候，神说我不认识你们。
When people with this attitude come to presence of God and ask, and God said, I don't know you.
当雅各思想上帝给他的恩典。
When James think about the grace of God that gave to him.
雅各说，你向仆人所施的一切慈爱和诚实，我一点也不配得。
I'm sorry, it's not James, Jack. When Jack said, think about the God, the grace that God gave to him in the Old Testament, he think that said, well, your grace to your servant, actually, none of them I was worthy of having.
然后我们知道当耶稣呼召彼得来跟从他的时候。
So we know when Jesus called Peter to follow him.
彼得看到耶稣，彼得跪在耶稣面前说
And when Peter saw Jesus and Peter knelt down and he said
彼得说主啊离开我我是个罪人
And he said Lord leave me alone because I'm a sinner
这些人他们看自己值不值得拥有这些恩典呢
So this like Jacob and like Peter when they come to God how they see themselves they see themselves worthy of those grace
他们认为他们不配得到这些
They think they are not worthy of those grace
他们甚至认为他们不配来跟从耶稣
They even think they are not worthy to follow Jesus
所以当我们求的时候我们要知道我们求的是我们不配得的东西
So when we ask of God we understand that the things we ask is not we are worthy of it
当马丁路德看到这节经文马丁路德是这样 来说的
When Martin Luther saw this passage and he said
他说主耶稣知道我们自己、觉得自己不配
And Jesus knows that we know that we are not worthy
主耶稣安慰我们
So Jesus just comforts us
主耶稣让我们不要看到自己的不配、不要有这样的担忧仍然放胆来到上帝面前祈求
and Jesus saw that we are not worthy and Jesus comforted us and encouraged us even we are not worthy but we still can boldly come to the presence of God to ask
上帝会垂听我们的祷告
and God will hear our prayer
所以一个真正祈求的人一方面他看到我不配得到我所要求的东西
so A person genuinely come to God to pray, to ask. And first, on one hand, he know that he are not worthy of the things he asked for.
但是从另外一个方面，从耶稣的话给我们得到极大的安慰。
But on the other hand, Jesus Christ, that word gave us great comfort.
我们是不配。
Yeah, we are not worthy.
但是我们现在是神的儿女。
But now we are the God, children of God.
我们依然可以来到耶稣的面前来向他祈求
We still can come to the presence of God and ask of him
所以一方面我们知道、我们是求我们不配得到的东西
So one hand we know we're not worthy of the things we're asking
另一方面我们知道神给我们有这样的应许
On the other hand we know that God gave us this promise
我们可以来求
We can come and ask
And 神会给我们我们所要求的
And God will give us
所以这不是一个这不是一个矛盾
This is not a contradiction
这实际上是让我们更深的经历神的恩典也看到神的爱
This actually helps us deeply experience God's grace and see the love of God
最后我们来看耶稣说寻找就寻见
And finally let's see God said seek you will find
当我来思想寻找的时候我在想圣经中有哪些人他们是以寻找著称非常有名的人。
When we talk about seek, let's think about in the Bible what people actually kind of famous about the seek.
我觉得那从东方来的三位智慧人或者三个博士，他们是很有名的寻找的人。
First, I thought is the three wise men from the East. They are probably pretty famous for their seek.
他们从遥远的东方来他们、历经很多的艰苦跋山涉水来到、耶路撒冷来到伯利恒他们要找什么、
We see this three wise men from far east and they also endured the difficult of journey and come to Jerusalem what they want to seek what they want looking for
他们要找全人类的救主
they want looking for the savior of the mankind
他要找万王之王
They want to looking for this kind of king.
我们看圣经的一处记载，在约翰福音的一章，三十五节。
If we look at the book of John, chapter 1, verse 35.
我给大家读一下。约翰福音一章，三十五到三十八节，三十五节，在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他看见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”两个门徒听见他的话就跟从了耶稣耶稣转过身来看见他们跟着就问他们说你们要什么他们说拉比在哪里住四十节 听见约翰的话跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，他先找着自己的哥哥西门对他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。那么我们知道有施洗约翰的两个门徒，当他们看见耶稣的时候，
We can see the two disciples of John and when he saw Jesus，
然后他们就来跟从主耶稣。
And they followed Jesus。
然后主耶稣看他们跟着就问他，你们要什么？
When Jesus saw them they said what do you want？
啊，事实上这个你们要什么在原文当中的意思就是你们在寻找什么。
And actually that question what do you want actually is the question is what are you guys seeking？
你们到底在找什么？
What do you really want to seek？
那么事实上这是上帝对所有的人，不仅仅是对这两个门徒，对所有的人提出一个非常值得我们思想的问题，我们到底要找什么？
So this question is not only to these two disciples. Actually, God posed this question to all of us. What we want to seek? What are we looking for?
我们的人生很多的时候就是在不停的寻找。
Our life is a continued journey of looking for something and seeking.
那么有些人他一生在寻找到一个地方，寻找到一样他想要的东西。
And then someone the whole life they try to seeking something and somewhere that they want。
有人做出一个总结，说天下熙熙皆为利来，天下攘攘皆为利往。
And this Chinese saying is basically in the world everything is for the benefit interest and if everything goes and back and forth it's all for the interest benefit of a person. Okay.
那么圣经中有一个人拥有了这一切，就是所罗门王。
And in the Bible, actually, one person does have own everything, every benefit he can. That's the King Solomon.
他找到了所有很多人要拼命寻找、寻找一辈子的东西。
And he find everything that a lot of people will seek the whole life try to seek. He got everything.
我们圣经告诉他，我们知道他有很多很多非常漂亮的女人做他的妻子。
And the Bible tells us he has a lot of beautiful women as his concubine.
他可能是当时全世界最富有的君王。
And he probably is the most richest king in the world at that time.
他有很大的权势、权力。
He has a great power.
结果他说，他回顾他的一生，他说虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空。
And when he recalled his life, he said emptiness, emptiness, meaningless, meaningless. Everything is meaningless.
他找来找去，他找到了或者得到了很多他想要的东西。
He seeks and he finds a lot of things he want.
但是最后他发现他什么都没有找到。
And he finds that all the things he find is nothing that actually he want to find. He didn't find anything.
然后我们看耶稣问那两个跟从他的门徒，就说你们在找什么？你们到底要找什么？
And so here Jesus posed a question to these two disciples, said, "What do you seek? What are you seeking?"
那么他们要找什么呢？其实他们自己说出了答案。
And they gave an answer what they are seeking, what they want.
那个安德烈之后找到他的哥哥西门，对他哥哥说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
So Andrew find his brother said, we find the Messiah.
或者说我们找到弥赛亚了。
And or they can say, we find the Messiah.
我找到救主了。
Find the Savior.
我找到我想要找一直所在寻找的。
I find that what my life has been spent my life has been looking for.
所以当我们来思想寻找、寻找、寻求的时候，
So when we think about the seeking and looking for,
我们要真正来，我们到底要找什么？
We really ask ourselves, what do we seek?
如果我们不是要来寻找拯救我们的救主，
If we're not seeking for the one that can save us,
很可能我们找到最后发现什么都没有找到。
And it's very possible we'll find that in the end we'll find nothing.
我们来看几处圣经的经文。
We can look at a couple of passages.
好，我们一起来读诗篇的27篇第四节和第八节。
We can read together Psalm 27 verse 4 and verse 8.
第四节起。有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。 你说你当寻求我的面，那时我的心向你说，耶和华，我的面正要寻求。对不起啊，耶和华，你的面我正要寻求。对不起。好，我们来看诗篇的34:10。
Well, so look at Psalm 34:10.
诗篇34:10起，少壮狮子还缺食忍饿，但寻求耶和华的，什么好处都不缺。好，我们来看诗篇42:1-2。
Let's look at Psalm 42:1-2.
第一节起，神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？其实我们在寻找，那么圣经告诉我们，我们真正要寻找的是什么？是神。
And we are seeking, and the Bible through those passages tells the things we really want to seek is God Himself.
啊，我们很多人是来自于中国啊，现在来到了美国。
A lot of us come from China, and now we come to the United States.
啊，我几年前，我4年前刚刚离开中国来到美国。
4 years ago, I left China and come to U.S.
刚来到这个地方的时候，我有点不习惯，不适应。
And when I just came here, I'm kind of not fit into the situation here.
但是很快感谢神，我来到这个地方，我感到也很满足，也很喜乐。
And gradually, I kind of get used to it and I kind of have a fulfillment and a joyfulness.
很多人喜欢讲一句话，就是我心安处即为家。
And a lot of people want to say the sentence, the things my heart can have a peaceful with, that's the place is my home.
就是尤其是很多离开自己家乡，离开自己祖国的人，然后去到新的国家，新的文化当中。
Especially those people leave their hometown, leave their country, and come to a new culture, new place.
我们常常想，我到了这个地方觉得不像我的家。
Because when they come to the new place, sometimes they feel it's not like my home.
然后我们互相劝勉。
And then we encourage each other.
什么是真正的家呢？
So what is the true home?
我们的心在这个地方觉得满足，觉得平安，这就是真正的家。
If my heart at that place, I can be content and can be peaceful, then that's the place of my home.
那我们真正的心里的满足和平安，最后在哪里可以得到呢？
So, but the question is, what is the true peace of a heart seeking and a true contentment we can have?
圣经告诉我们，我们只有寻找到神，我们才能够得到真正的满足和平安。
And the Bible told us that when only we have seek, we have a God, then we have a true peace and true content in my heart.
就是大卫祷告，就说神啊，我要住在你的殿中。
And just like a David prayed, the Lord, I want to dwell in your temple.
大卫说，我只要在神的殿中，那哪怕住一刻，好过在这个世界上啊。许许多多的年日。
And David said that even if I can dwell in your temple, it's just one second, and it's much better than dwell in on the earth for many years.
所以当耶稣找完寻找就寻见的时候，耶稣接下来说：“你叩门就给你开门。”
So when Jesus finished this, you're seeking, it will find, and then Jesus followed up with, if you knock, the door will open to you.
我们找到一个地方。
If you find a place,
我们要进去，我们说来到这个地方，我们心里才会有真正的平安和满足，我们就不在黑暗当中行了。
If you want to enter, you said to yourself, if I enter this place, then I will be peaceful and I'll be content, I will no longer in the darkness.
我们就敲门，我说为我们开门吧，这是我们要进去的家。
And so we will knock, say the word, why open the door for me, this is the home I want to enter.
找什么呢？要找神。
What do we seek? We seek God.
我们来看腓立比书的3:78。
If we look at Philippians chapter 3 verse 7 and 8.
腓立比书3:7起，我们大家一起来读。
We can read together.
只是我以前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的。因为我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。这是使徒保罗所写下的他的一段心路历程。
This is what Apostle Paul wrote down about his journey in his spirit.
那么，在保罗非常年轻的时候，他在这个世界上寻找很多的东西。
When Paul was young and he seek a lot of things in this world.
他去到当时最高的学府，跟从最优秀的教授。
He went to the best college at that time and followed the most famous professors.
他当时在也追求得到更大的权力，事实上他有很大的权力。
And he also seek for get more power. Actually, he does have a lot of power.
然后他非常年轻，他就成为一个法利赛人。
And it's very young, he became a Pharisee.
我们知道当时的法利赛人在世界上是非常被人尊重的人。
And you know the Pharisee actually is well respected in that society.
但是当他最后他找到主耶稣的时候，或者主耶稣找到他的时候
，So in the end, eventually when he find Jesus or Jesus find him,
他发现他以前的那些东西，寻找追求的东西，他发现都没有价值了。
And he find the things he seek for before is meaningless, is no value.
因为他说我认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
Because he said, I will know Jesus Christ and take him as my treasure.
我们今天来思想耶稣的教导，说寻找祈求就给他们。
And we think about Jesus' teaching, said, if you ask, it will give it to you.
寻找就寻见。
If you seek, you will find.
我们来思想，我们怎样的来到神的面前来祈求。
And we think about how we come to the presence of God, we ask.
我们不是向上帝提条件，下命令。
We not come to God to give God a command.
我们是看到我们自己的贫穷，看到自己的无助。
We see our hopeless and poor.
我们来到上帝面前祈求，不是我们要配得的东西，不是上帝一定理所当然要给我们的东西。
We come to God to ask. We're not asking things that we are worthy of. In fact, it's because we are not worthy, so we come to God to ask.
然后我们从神的话得到极大的安慰。
And also from God's word, we have a great comfort.
虽然我们不配得到这些东西，不配来到神的面前求。
Even we are not worthy of those things. Even now, we are not worthy of come to the presence of God to ask.
耶稣鼓励我们来吧，来吧。
But Jesus still encouraged us to say, "Come, ask."
我们的天父一定垂听我们这样真正的祈求。
Our heavenly Father will hear our prayer and ask.
然后我们来思想寻找。
And we think about seek.
我们看到圣经中的人，他们在找什么？
We can look at the people in the Bible, what they seek.
他们要找到真正的生命的救主。
They are looking for their savior of their life.
只有我们找到主耶稣，我们才能得到那真正对我们生命有益处的至宝。
Only we can find Jesus Christ, then we find the true treasure of our life.
然后我们要进入神的家。
Then we need to enter the home.God house.
好，感谢神，我们一起来做个祷告。
Thank God, let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
很多的时候我们忘记神的恩典，忘记神的爱。
A lot of times we forget God's grace and God's love.
我们靠我们自己来去面对，来去解决我们人生中很多的问题。
We try to deal with the problem issues in life by ourselves.
很多时候我没有看到我们自己的软弱，我们自己的不足。
A lot of times we didn't see our lack and didn't see our weakness.
我们又看到我们自己其实是一无所有，甚至是一无所能的。
We didn't see ourselves that we actually powerless and completely poor.
我们就求神让圣灵的光照到我们的心里。
And with this time, we ask the Holy Spirit shine light into our heart.
让我们真正看见我们是何等贫穷的光景。
So let us see how we actually in the poor situation.
让我们可以来到上帝面前来真诚的祈求。
So we can come to the presence of God and have a genuinely ask of Him.
我们也求神带领我们去寻找我们生命中真正最有价值的东西。
And we also ask God to lead us to seek in our life what is the true value.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
And such a prayer is in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Do you want to